Okay. Rewind. Praise God. Let me get fixed here. Hallelujah. I know God has a sense of humor. I know every time I look in the mirror, I go, amen. Praise God. But we talked about you, I talked to you a couple weeks ago about till we all come in the unity of faith, to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, and the stature of the fullness of Christ. And today I want to talk to you about the pouring out of the Spirit of grace. So if you look with me in Jeremiah chapter 31, let's go ahead and jump into the Word. Jeremiah 31, verse number 10. Everybody there, say amen. Amen. Verse 10 says, hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scatter of Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doeth his flock. For the Lord have redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord, for wheat and for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock, and of the herd, and their souls shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. That word satiate comes from the Hebrew word ravaw. It's spelled R-A-W-A, and it means thoroughly soaked, thoroughly soaked. Fatness comes from the Hebrew word deshen. It's spelled D-E-S-H-E-N. And that word means abundance. So the New American Standard Version of the Bible says, I will fill the souls of the priests with abundance, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, declares the Lord. Amen? So the title of this morning's message is SpongeBob or SquarePants. Now, you notice that SpongeBob is coming out of a box, and he has a rainbow over his head. In other words, what the rainbow represents, the covenant, okay? We're men and women under a covenant of God. He gave us a rainbow for a covenant that he would not destroy the earth by water again. So it's part of the covenant with the rainbow. So what the Lord is saying in this title, and the reason I'm using these things as illustrations, that every time you see this or you see it somewhere, it reminds you of the Word of God that he's going to speak to you today. The message doesn't have anything to do with SpongeBob. But he's asking you, will you be a SpongeBob? In other words, will you be someone that soaks up the water and the Spirit, the water of the Word and the Spirit of God, or will you be the square pants? The square pants, square means one of the definitions of square is rigidly conventional. In other words, will you just be stuck in tradition and religion, or will you be one that soaks up what God has for you today? See, when you gather together here in this place, God wants to pour something into you. Amen? In other words, he wants us to be like sponges, to soak it up. And what happens to a sponge when it's full of water if you squeeze it? What comes out of the sponge? Water. So if we're filled with the water of the Spirit and water of the world, when we're squeezed with the trials and the storms and tribulations of life, what comes out is water. It comes out light. So today, the title is SpongeBob or SquarePants. You can decide who you want to be by the end of the word. Okay? He says, I will fill the souls of my priests. Understand something with me, that the Word of God declares in 1 Peter 2:9 to us that we are a chosen generation, we're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation. We're a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises to him that brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light, who at one time were not a people, but now are the people of God, who at one time had not obtained mercy, but we have obtained mercy. So when he's speaking this word, we are the priest. Who's the priest? Every child of God is a priest, okay? So we're going to look at, he has filled the soul of the priest with abundance, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness. So the three things I want to share with you today is filled with abundance, filled with satisfaction, and filled with goodness. Amen? Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of his name. Can we make a declaration together in the house of God? Can we lift the word together? Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, for I'm listening. My ears are open. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful that you sent this word to accomplish something in the house today. And I want you, everyone in the congregation, because you know my heart, that I do not make light of your word in any way whatsoever. And this visible expression is through this SpongeBob. But it's your word that you sent that'll accomplish something in every heart and life. So, Lord, I just pray that you speak with me, through me today, Father God. May Carl get out of your way, and may the Spirit of God speak to this vessel. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. So he said, I will fill the souls of the priests with abundance. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, we're going to be fit, we're to be filled with abundance. Now, when I was looking at this, I want you to hear this. The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 5, 18, he says, and be not drunk with wine, beer, liquor, whatever. Be not drunk with wine, but be filled, be not drunk with wine where it is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. In other words, what we're filled with is what affects our life. So we're talking about being filled with the abundance of God. So let's journey through the word and let's establish this. First, turn with me to John 10. It's a familiar scripture, but we're building faith here today. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said in John 10:10, he said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So we know a thief is coming to do what? To steal, to destroy, to kill. Amen? And Jesus came to give us what? Life. What life? Abundant life. Zoe life. When you look at abundance, God is El Shaddai. He's more than enough. He is greater than. So God wants you and I to have the abundance. When he poured out his spirit of grace upon each and every one of us, he gave us, filled us with the spirit of abundance. Amen?
Amen.
Abundant grace, abundant mercy, abundant love. It's an overflow. It talks about overflow. And we're talking about being a sponge that soaks up these things, that squeezes it out. So out of our belly will flow rivers of living water, bringing life to others. Amen. See, it isn't about just us. God loves everybody. God cares about everybody. Amen. So look with me in Romans chapter 5, verse number 17. The word of God says this. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more, they which receive abundance of what? Of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. God says he wants to fill us with abundance. Abundance. Abundant life. Zoe life. Amen. Amen. He says that we're to be like a sponge, and as we soak these things in, amen, he wants to fill us to overflowing. When I was looking at Paul, and one of the things in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 with the Apostle Paul, he made a statement, and I want you to get a hold of something today. God does not need to do anything else. It's already been done. If you're sick, you're already healed. Why am I still feeling it? Because you haven't came into the revelation of God and his word to come in full revelation. God wants to avail something. See, the Apostle Paul was given such a revelation of God by the Spirit of grace that he was walking in such a powerful anointing of God that he would say in 2 Corinthians 12:7, he said, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations that were given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that he might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasures in infirmities, and reproaches, and necessities, and persecutions, and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Paul was saying this. He was saying, for the outpouring of the divine Spirit of grace that came upon me, it came into me in such an abundance that I was given so many revelations of the Word of God that it became life to me. That I was walking, it became life. Amen. And all of a sudden, I almost became so much like Christ that he had to allow something to stick me, a thorn in the flesh. And nobody knows what it is. There's some schools out to say it was this or that, but it doesn't matter what it was. Amen. God just had to remind them that it was that he was God and he wasn't. Okay. That we're still in the flesh. He says that we're gonna go through tribulations of this life. He says, but be of good cheer. He has overcome the world. Amen. Amen. And what the Lord was showing me and what he was saying to me is so many times I hear this statement, man, we're waiting on God. God's waiting on us. He's waiting on us to get the revelation and understanding of who he is and who he is in you and I. Amen. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world, right? I've overcome the adversary by the word of my testimony and by the blood of the Lamb, right? There's a lie. The old Flip Wilson, the devil made me do it. The devil can't make you do nothing. Hello? The devil can't make you do nothing. We blame him on everything. The devil made me do it. Right? No, your flesh made you do it. Amen? Amen. But God pulled out in the fullness of grace on you and I. You know, when I look at this, you know, the veil has been torn from top to bottom, and you and I have the right to go into the very presence of God. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 11, 2 Peter 1, 11, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, when I'm looking and seeking for things of God, I'm looking for things of God, there used to be a time when it was like a long-distance telephone call. Amen? You had to have an operator connect you. But now God has given you and I a direct connect. Amen? You and I have a direct connect to the throne of God because you got the Spirit of God inside of you. Amen? We've got the Spirit of Christ inside of us. Amen. I don't have to go looking for him. Amen. You know, we gather here and we gather here in worship, and we're saying, oh, well, amen, if we gather together and we sing this song, or we do it this way, then God's going to fill the place. God's already filled the place. He's already here in full measure. He's already here in full measure. It's just you and I coming to the revelation and understanding that he's here. You know, the only thing that blocks him is us. When Jesus said it was finished, when it was done, there was nothing else that he needs to do. He prophesied in Jeremiah 31:14 that he would fill the souls of the priest with abundance. Look at your neighbor and say, you're filled with abundance. Amen. You're filled. You've got the Zoe life inside of you. Amen. I don't know, I might just preach to myself. He says, I will fill the souls of my priests with abundance, and my people shall be satisfied.
Amen, that's right.
Filled with satisfaction. I remember back in the late 60s or early 70s, there was a song that said, I can't get no satisfaction. And I try. You know why I couldn't get any satisfaction? Because I was looking at all the wrong places and all the wrong things. Right? Amen. I was looking at all the wrong places and at all the wrong things. But all of a sudden, I found what satisfies. Amen. The Spirit of God. What my soul was desiring was found in him. Amen. So look with me in Isaiah chapter 58. As the prophet Isaiah prophesied in verse number 11. The word of God says, and the Lord shall guide thee and continually and satisfy thy soul with drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Amen. We're talking about the abundance. We're talking about flow. We're talking about springs of living water. Amen. We're talking about what's flowing out of us in abundance. We're talking about being a SpongeBob and not being a SquarePants. Amen. Amen. I believe there's been too much SquarePants in the church for too long. I believe God is looking for some SpongeBobs, some Sponge Brendas. You're not all of me Bob, but I guess there could be SpongeBobbies. Some girl's name is Bobby. So we'd be SpongeBobs and SpongeBobbies. Oh, no, I'm Cordy. Amen. Amen. Let's don't be square, right? Amen. Look with me in your word at Psalms 36. Verse 8. The word of God says, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Remember that fatness comes from the Hebrew word deshen. D-E-S-H-E-N. Deshen. Which means abundance. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the abundance of thy house. And thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. You know this word pleasures in the Hebrew comes from the Hebrew word transliterated Eden. And Genesis chapter 2 verse 10, there's a river that flowed in the Garden of Eden to bring life to everything in the garden. And at the end, out of the garden, it sprung into four rivers, speaking of the north, south, east, and the west, bringing life to the nations. You know, in Ezekiel, the Word of God talks about there was a river that flows from the throne of God. We sing a song. There's a healing stream. How's that go? You know that? From the throne of God, enter in.
No.
You don't know that one?
No. I'm not sure.
You don't know that one either? You don't know the healing stream? No, I'm not asked for songs about the healer. You don't make up other songs. I was looking for the healing stream song. It goes something like this. There's a healing stream from the throne of God. Enter in. Enter in.
No, sorry.
My sins are washed away.
I think I've heard it before.
Da, 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 da. Oh, well. Well, there's a healing stream. Hallelujah. That comes from the throne of God. And it satisfies. Hallelujah. I already had that song. They sang that the other week. Hallelujah. Thank God for that, right? Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Amen. Psalms 107. We'll just move right on. In other words, what God has said, the pouring out of the Spirit, He's already sent the Spirit, so the healer's already here. You hear me? The healer's already here. We don't have to wait for Him. The Lord said something to me this week, and I want you to hear this. He told me to look out the window, and what did I see? And I looked out the window, and all I saw was snow. And I turned around, I said, Lord, all I see is snow. Look out again. What do you see? And I said, all I see is snow. What do you want to say to me? He said, I want you to understand, just as the rain and the snow comes from the heaven and doesn't return back, but it accomplishes what I sent it to do, to water the earth. So is my word, it will not return unto me void. And just like that snow remains, there's a move of God that's coming in that ain't going to leave. It's like the snow. Look outside, it's still there. There's been many winds of revival that blew in and blew out, blew in and blew out, blew in and blew out. But God says He's bringing something to the house of God that's going to remain. That when you walk in the presence of God, you'll automatically be healed in the presence of God. Amen? Amen? That you'll be set free in the presence of God. That you'll be delivered in the presence of God. There's a healing stream. He said, I've poured my Spirit out upon all flesh. Now we're coming to a time when we're into the latter rain. Amen? And I don't know about you, but what He's trying to get inside of my heart is, I don't have to go looking for Him. He's already here. Amen? He's already here. He's already here. You don't have to go searching and looking. It's already here. Amen. All He's saying is all we need to do is get into a revelation and an understanding and believe Him at His word. We sang that song. I believe You're my healer. Do we? You could sing it if you like.
What?
You could sing that if you like.
I believe You're my healer. I believe You are all I need. I believe You're my portion. I believe You're more than enough for me. Jesus, You're all I need.
See? Now, how many have Jesus?
Amen.
You have Jesus? Then I believe I am healed. I believe. Right? Right? Did you come up to be prayed for? Right? I believe. Amen? I believe every word God says. Amen?
Amen.
The psalmist says in Psalms 107, verse number 8, he says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Amen?
Amen.
Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be what? For they shall be filled. See, he's saying here, here's a word of prophecy that Jeremiah was saying when the Spirit of grace was poured out, that He would fill the souls of the priests with abundance, and His people would be satisfied with what? His goodness. God is good
all the time.
So look with me in Zechariah chapter 12 a moment. Got to get here because this is good. Gave me a chuckle. Actually, Zechariah chapter 9. When everybody gets there, get amen. Give me an amen because I want everybody to see this. And then you may understand what's going on here. Amen. You there? Zechariah chapter 9, verse number 17 says, "For how great is his goodness and how great is his beauty. Corn shall make the young men cheerful." Huh? Amy? Corn shall make the young men cheerful. And new wine the maids. In other words, it's not your corny pastor, but I thought it was funny. But what he was speaking about, he's talking about seed time and harvest. Amen. Seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. You know, I know something. I know that my mother and father at the altars of God sowed in tears. We're going to reap a harvest of joy. You hear what I'm saying? There's nothing greater than a seed that's sowed in the kingdom of God and watered by tears to bring forth harvest. Amen? You know, I couldn't see it, but I know my mommy could see where I was today. Amen? Seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. God is good. All the time, God is good. So let's look at Romans 2, and I'll shut this thing down here a minute. The Word of God says in Romans 2, verse number 4, he says, "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance." Amen. In other words, you know what drew me to the Lord? His love. His goodness. Amen. 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 I'm not here to talk about how bad any of us are. I'm here to talk about how good he is. Amen. We serve a good God. A good God. Amen. A good God. That looks tasty, man. Hallelujah. So look with me in Romans chapter, I got to get back on track here. Romans chapter 15, then I'll close this up. Verse number 13. Romans 15, 13. Says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I myself also am persuaded of you, brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to admonish one another." You know, to admonish one another means to gently warn in love. That in love we should be able to admonish one another. You know, the Bible says love will cover a multitude of sins. Amen? So as we're ministering and we're operating in love, we're operating in the gifts of God. That's why the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 9, he said, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to you and I through the preaching and teaching of his word today? Jeremiah 31:14 says, "I will fill my priest, the soul of my priest, with abundance, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness." He says that he wants to fill us with abundance. He wants to fill us with satisfaction. And he wants to fill us with his goodness. You know, fruit, one of the fruits of the Spirit of us is, and the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, goodness, temperance, and faith. One of the fruits of the Spirit being at work in our life is the goodness of God, not only in us, but out of us. You know, hey, you think there's anything wrong with being a do-gooder? You can't go wrong being a do-gooder. Look at all the time we just did better. Amen? And what the Lord is saying to us, just as simply in closing today, is there a choice? Will you be a sponge bob or square pants? There's an old song that said, give me that old time religion. Give me that. Go ahead and sing that one, Papa G. You know that one, don't you? Stop right there. It's not good enough for me. It's not good enough for me. And it's not good enough for you. God wants you and I to be sponges and soak up the water in the Spirit of his word, because it's going to bring life. It's going to bring life. It's going to bring Zoe life. And all he is saying to you and I is simply this. The psalmist says in Psalms 34, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Amen? So can we all stand in the closing of this service today? We pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it here to do. And the question you posed before each and every one of us this morning, Father God, is simply, will we choose to be a sponge or a rock?